I know most of us here like to cook, some more than others, but I know I've sampled some of your fares at the potlucks that we have, and I do so again today. I always enjoyed it. Today I would like to approach this from a different sort of recipe. We all have recipes. It is one that helps us to serve up God's love. I call it a recipe for love. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. You might say that Jesus offered us a recipe of sorts. He wants us to know him, and to know him actually is to know love. Here then, from Scripture, is what we can do to make a recipe for love. We will need these ingredients. Ingredient number one, two hearts full of God's love. Why two? This will be two of everything. Two. Why two? Because Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 20, wherever two or more of you are gathered together, there I will be in your presence. Two cups full of God's love. Ephesians 3, verse 17. Ephesians 3, and verse 17. And thank you, Mr. Martins, for the loan of this extra large type Bible. I'm slowly losing all my all my sight. It was that or a big, huge magnifying glass. So thank you very much. Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be you kind to one another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And brethren, when we repent and do this, when we change our ways and do this, it makes all the difference in the world to this particular recipe. And again in Colossians 3, and verse 12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God's holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Ingredient number 3, two armfuls of gentleness. Philippians and chapter 4 and verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Let your gentleness be evident to all. And again in Titus 3 and verse 2. To slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always, always, brethren, to be gentle toward everyone. Ingredient number 4, again, two cups of friendship. Proverbs 17, and verse 17. A friend loves at all times, not just when it's most convenient. I've seen that a lot in circles that I've been in. A friend loves at all time, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're in trouble and broke down on the highway. You know who your friends are when you call and they're there. They're there. John chapter 15 and verse 12. Jesus said, my command is this, that you love each other as I have loved you. That's a tall command. greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I don't know, as the stories have been told, of course, it's from the military, it's wartime stories, you never know. The meek, mild little person, and the talk is big, you know, before you go into battle, and I'm your buddy, I got your back, you know, I'm not going to let anything happen to you. And when the bullets start flying, you look around and he's gone. But you get into real trouble, it's always, and in my case it was, the little bitty fellow that was always quiet. He never said much of anything. But when the chips were down, he was there. He was there. And he pulled my bacon out of the fire. And he was a friend. He was a friend. I looked for him long, long after I came back, and I have not found him since. If you meet him, his name, you find him, it's Thomas Tipton. And he's from Stuttgart, Arkansas. Search wide and long. He told me before we parted company, he said, Doc, he said, when I leave here, and he said, I make it back, he said, I'm going to go back to the woods of Arkansas, and nobody is going to find me. And who could keep that promise but an old squirrel hunter? Tommy was 5'4" and 119 pounds, and how he got into the Marine Corps, I'll never know. I'll never know. I would like to see him again. Two cups of friendship. Tommy was one cup. Two cups of joy. Ingredient number 5. Psalm 16. Psalm 16 in the Psalms, David. Verse 11. Speaking of God, he says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. David didn't always think that way. You know, a lot of the Psalms were when he was down and out. You know, he let his thoughts be known. But he always came back to God in prayer. And he found out what those cups of joy were all about from God's Spirit. Ingredient number 6. Two big hearts full of forgiveness. Thoughts go back to Ed White. And Psalms 130 verse 4. But there is forgiveness with you. Speaking of God, that you, God, may be feared. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Brethren, and be you kind one to another. This scripture, I'm repeating, because it covers a lot of things in this particular line of thought. Be you kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake forgave you. And the last ingredient, at least the way I mixed it, number 7, one lifetime of togetherness. We have that opportunity wherever we have our presence to make friends and with many to turn it into a lifetime of friendship. Think about it, you know. Maybe not even within the church, but a lot within the church. You have a friend that is there for the rest of your life. Whether he be present here or not, you will always come up with that person in your mind. And the opportunity is there for everyone. For everyone. At the feast is a great opportunity. And it's a time when you can look, and you always, at any feast, you will find somebody off by himself and not seeming to mix in anywhere. It's worth your time. Go swallow your pride and sit down next to them and take the time to get to know them. And it may take quite a while, but you may find out you have that friend, a friend, togetherness for a lifetime. Philippians 1, verse 27, Paul says, only let your conduct, your conversation, your conduct, the way you act, be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. In Colossians, book of Colossians, second chapter, second verse, that your hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. And the method of this recipe, you stir it with happiness, humor, and patience. Psalms 40, verse 1, patience. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. David in Psalms 144, verse 15. Here we are. Happy is that people that is in such a state. Yes, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. You serve this with humor, with warmth, with compassion, respect, and loyalty. Loyalty amongst us. Jesus amongst us. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18. If you'll turn there with me. Matthew 16 and verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the gates of death, will not overcome it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, and he confirmed with that, that the church has its foundation in Jesus Christ, and he, Jesus, is the head of the church. In Ephesians 1, see if I can find that. In Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and well, let's do go to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. I do have that one marked. My eyes will focus. For no other foundation can anyone lay down than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That confirming that Christ is the head of us all and the head of the church. And the book of Ephesians. Bear with me. This is Mr. Martin's Bible, after all. I'm allowed to get lost in it. Ephesians, the other Ephesians. There we go. Okay, Ephesians 1, starting in verse 18. Now, much better. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. A church, brethren, can be alive and growing, even though the number of members of that church is not changing much, if those there are growing in grace and knowledge. Growth comes through planting and watering of the seed. Planting and watering of the seed, but it is God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. And verse 7. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but it is God who gives the increase. The description of a living and growing church is found in Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. Here is where the disciples devote themselves to teaching, sharing, and prayer. When these things are present, the church will experience spiritual growth, whether or not there is numerical growth. Together, brethren, together, these ingredients produce that which God is seeking. He's seeking the finished product. And we find it in Galatians 5. Got lucky on that one. Galatians 5 and verse 22. This is what God seeks in us. But the fruit of the Spirit, the ingredients, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law. We've mixed together a recipe for the growth in love, for love. Brethren, welcome to the table laid in the recipe for love.